Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and...
Madam, shout.
Throw my head up and...
Shout.
Throw my head back and...
Shout.
Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah. Say you will. Say it right now, baby. Say
what?
You will.
What?
Come on. Say that you love me. Say that you love me. Say that you want me. You want to please me. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now.
I'm getting two things from this performance right now. I'm getting why she black at Hoopla on Saturday. That's what I'm getting.
Okay. I didn't see why she on Saturday. She was performing on Sunday.
One of them days. Whatever day, she was not in drag. One of them days.
Yeah, she was Saturday, she was out of drag. Sunday, she was in drag, and she did the Garage Mix and the Cocoa Butter Club. We'll get into it. We'll get into it. Because we got some Hoopla feedback to provide, and I know you've got some Birmingham Pride stuff to talk about, but we'll get into it. Hi, guys. You are listening to another episode of the Loud Brown Game.
The 1st of June as well.
The 1st of June. Oh, my God. Hi,
gay.
Happy Pride.
Hi, gay. This month at the butter shop, we're running a special deal.
You want your bag butter or whatever?
If you could prove that you're queer, you get 2, 3. And if you do malt stuff, you get 4. Malt stuff. Ooh. What do you think when it comes to malt stuff? What is your thing about malt stuff?
Mouth stuff.
Does that count as sex or just count as having fun?
Mouth stuff. Okay, so you know when you do oral, right?
Mm.
What's the word that normally follows oral in that full description?
Sex.
So yes, it's sex.
Oh, well, some people don't class it as, you know, as
yeah, but some people are dumb and should not be listened to because it's oral sex.
Yeah.
It's like, it's penetrative sex, it's oral sex, which means it's sex, right? Mm. You're having sex with someone. Just because the dick ain't going no pum pum, doesn't mean that you're like, you're not having sex, you are having sex.
I think anything where a dick is getting wet or tasted or somewhere in a warm space, I think it's sex.
Yeah, but the dick doesn't even need to be involved. You can be fingers in the puss, you can be fingers in the bus, that is still sex.
I don't know. Right? I don't know how I feel about a man fingering me on a high street.
Why was I have to be on a high street?
Because every single time...
Not you outside Lush, taking two up the jack.
No. I'm not going to call any names, but there's some girls, when I've been in London, some girls wanted to go, you know, touch a straight man behind brewers, but I'm not going to get into that. But the girls...
And on the high street.
Well, it's off the high street.
That's around the alleyway by the church. Yeah.
There's a church there?
Yeah. That poor church. Whatever happened in the church is between the gays and the God. Because that ain't none of my business. But no, let me tell you a little something, though. Because I was like thinking about this, and you're like, you know when you are just kind of dancing in the club, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of turn to your side and you see two boys who are very close. They are clearly getting to know each other very well. And you know, and I know, and we know, that one of them got their fingers inside the other one.
Ooh, yes.
And that's happening right next to you. Now, that is one scenario where I'm like, I don't want to be a part of this. Let me move away.
Mm.
But occasionally, should the opportunity be presented to me, I can't say I've not done it.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I have put a few fingers in someone and do the cha-cha slide on the dance floor.
You're just getting a little hot and heavy. Maybe it's 2016 and Work by Rihanna is on and you know it's about to go into Controller by Drake, which means you've got 6.5 minutes of good getting down time to do. It's warm. Everyone's a bit sweaty. Maybe some things ended up in some places. Okay. Who am I to judge?
You know what? That reminds me. That reminds me of I think JY Late. I'm in a JY Late in the prime of Controller and that being out. And I'm seeing the girls getting bussied.
Not jail.
You know that. You know that. You know that corner. You know that corner by you know the corner by the bathroom in the that little yes. that little. Yes. The girls are getting busted over there.
Okay, let me tell you. That's the wrong corner.
Is it?
Yeah, that's the wrong corner.
That's the wrong corner.
That's the wrong corner. Let me tell you why. Because if you are in JAY and you want to be doing a little freaky deaky, like for those of you who don't know JAY late, it's like it's just one room. You go in and then it's like a long, it's just a long room, okay? Mm. And the corner Nick is talking about is on the left. So you walk in, you go left, there's like tables and then the toilet. And that's the corner Nick's talking about. What you want to do is go down to the other end of the bar, which is further away, because the security is up by the front. They're up, I think, they're not really patrolling. They're up by the front door. And then you've got the toilet attendant there. You want to go to the other end where the dance floor bit is and work yourself out in a little corner back there.
Mm.
Let me tell you, the first time I ever went to JAY late, the first time I ever went to JAY late, I was stood by the corner of the bar, that like end corner, and one guy just started sucking some other guy off at the bar. And I was like, what kind of place are we in? I must have been 20. I must have been like a full baby. I don't know any of the situation.
Not too fresh to London and have to experience that.
Absolutely, like full, like new, didn't know, didn't have a clue what was going on. And yeah, they were just giving it up right there and then. And I remember just being like, excuse me?
Is this what this kind of bar is?
And then there's me thinking that JAY late is now some like crazed sex club, when actually it's just like home of the twinks, people who are out for no reason on a Wednesday, and like Jess Glynn. That's all JAY late is. And yet there's me thinking like everyone's going to get their back door blown out. And then I eventually learned what JAY late actually was, and it was fine. Anyway, hello guys, you're listening to La Brown Gaze. I'm Dan James. You find me on Instagram, DanJamesLDN, and on Twitter if you want to. And joined as always by Nick Charles. That's It's Nick Charles on Instagram and Twitter. We're going to get into it a little bit this month. This month? Yeah, we'll get into it this month, but also today, because we got some stories from the streets for you. Mm. I'm sure Nick's going to have a little let me tell you something that's going on. So, Nick, you just did something very exciting at Birmingham Pride.
I did indeed. Before I get into that, I have just been newly qualified a mental health first aider as of today.
A mental health first aider?
Yes, it means if you need to talk to somebody about your issues, you can come to me.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? I'm a friendly, nice persona you could talk to. I probably will spill your business on the podcast, but
you absolutely will not be spilling nobody's business on the podcast if you're gonna be doing that.
No, I'm going for out today. But yes, Birmingham Pride was amazing. I think for me, this is my biggest stage I've played on so far. It was really fun. I always think like, and this is I noticed a lot of people might honestly, if you've not been to Birmingham Pride, for me, I think when you're mixed race, person of color, Birmingham Pride is where you feel like you feel seen. The black folk, the girls, the days, the gays, they are all there to support their black girls. Trust me. Trust and believe. London has it sometimes, but I feel like Birmingham is very much like they're in there. It's a really good time. It was really fun. I have to say, though, the moment that really shook me of that entire thing was see my name behind me in lights. I was like, yes, honey. But what was the most oddest thing? Dan, my uni lecturer of 3 years was in the crowd, cheering me on. For me, that was a moment. And I was like, oh my God, this is a little bit insane. It was great. It was great. But it was just fucking cold, man. Yeah. What is this weather about?
I don't know what. It's like Birmingham was very brave for putting that on at the end of May, because I was like last year that would have been cute, right? May was really good last year, but this year the summer is not summering like we need her to.
It is cold, girls. We're in June as well. It is cold, mama.
It looked really cute. Like, honestly, your set looks super cute. Shout out to whoever did that graphic behind you.
That was my friend Crystal Boy. Big up Crystal Boy from Newcastle. I just went, Dan, well, let me tell you. Let me tell you a little drama. So shout out to Seb, you know, Seb for being my PR girl, you know, being my taxi driver here there. So we got to the gig and the DJ before have this big branding. And I'm just like, I have no branding. It is 25 minutes to 7. My set's at 7 o'clock. Now I'm thinking, hold on. Now my phone again, no network service. So I have to like find a point wherever. I had to I went to the guy. I was like, can I like airdrop you? He's like, we don't have a MacBook. You're going to have to get it on a USB flash drive. Fucking hell. Now, luckily, because I always walk with a backup, I had 2 flash drives. Dan, I had to literally download this from my Dropbox, run all the way to Gadio, which is on the other side behind the main stage while Bonnie M is on. So I have to shuffle through. Why rapper team? Very sad. Like shuffling through the crowd to get to the back. had to transfer from my phone to a MacBook to a USB drive. Rush back with Seb all the way till the dance arena, which was a little bit further out. Get my graphics ready, and then I was on in 2 minutes. Fun times.
See, now
it looked good. It looked good.
This is why I knew, and I knew to myself, because I said, like, because I had Beyonce on the Monday, and I was like, look, let me not go to Birmingham Pride, because I will waste my Beyonce moment. And I'm like, I love you, Nick. You got this. That kind of mistake ain't happening if I'm there. I mean, we both know it's true. We both absolutely know it's true, because an hour before your set, I'm like, do we have the graphics? Have we downloaded it? Are we ready to, do we know how we're uploading it? Are we prepped for it? Okay, how's the set looking? What are we wearing? Who's doing the social videos? Yeah. I'm just like...
Well, the thing is, I wasn't briefed before from the team about graphics, so I didn't know. So I only got in, I was like, oh shit. Luckily, my brain was like, I always have this stuff on file anyway on my phone. So I was like, I can get this done. But shout out to my... I had an artist, Leon, manager. Shout out to LaToya and Seb for really keeping me grounded, because I will tell you this though, Dan, before I get on stage, my anxiety kicked in because I'm about to play for hundreds of gays and the dance arena is huge. Now, I know for a fact my starting song needs to be the one. Of course, you know, Pure Honey was the way forward.
Of course she was. Correct. So
if you don't put Pure Honey on for the girls, they're going to be human. Because the girls didn't get a taste of Beyonce because she wasn't in Birmingham this year. So I had to give the girl a taste. I will tell you though, what went off was me playing the jungle, the UK garage version of Sugar Babes.
Overload.
And a destination. The UK garage version of that went off and the crowd loved it. And I have to say, playing Off With Your Head, that went off. But the girls went off for one specific song, and you wouldn't believe what it was. Have a guess. Not me drop the Beyonce Free Come Dress into that song, because I was...
Now, you know Free Come Dress is correct.
Give the girls a taste.
Beyonce knows Free Come Dress is correct. That's why she gives you that little blop of it and then doesn't play it. Like, Free Come Dress is the one.
The girls went off. I went into Free Come Dress, into Chrissy and Amelia, and Dip It Down Low. And the girls went off.
To be or not to be.
Nah.
Cute. No, we're very proud of you. It's always onwards and upwards.
Thank you.
From this, you know, Birmingham Pride this year, maybe Manchester Pride at one point.
Never London Pride, because we don't support those girls.
Let me tell you what about true London Pride, because Mighty Hoopla is truly London Pride. London Pride is like London Pride. It's like part two. It's just like, it's like the family day out compared to Mighty Hoopla, which is actually the bit of Pride that people want to do. So Hoopla this year, I got to give a shout out to those people. Whoever plans that, whoever sorted that out, absolutely killed it. Actually killed it this year. Yeah. 2 days is a fucking ask, though, you girls.
Well, I just don't pay my ticket, honey, because I'm coming next year.
You better get down. None of these train strikes no more. Pay the girls what they need. Pay the girls what they need so we can get everybody there.
Mm.
2 days is difficult to do.
I have to go to work on a Monday as well.
See, now, if you're a bitch like me, you took until Thursday off, because you knew. Mm. Ain't no way in hell I am walking into this office on Monday.
Dan, before you get into that, what time did you get home on Saturday? I want to know.
Now, define Saturday.
Okay, what time did you get home on Sunday?
9 a.m.
Oh, Jesus. I knew this. But go on, continue.
Let me tell you my weekend. So I went to Troy's house for pre's and got ready. I went to the gym. I went to Troy's house for pre's and got ready. We then went to my Hoopla for the Saturday. We stayed for the whole time on Saturday. We were one of the last people out because we were right at the front for Miss Kelly Rowland, which I would get into later. So it took us ages to get out. And then from then, I ran home to get changed and then regrouped to Troy's, grab my stuff. And then we went to Joe's house for pre-drinks. And then we're like, oh, where are we going to go? Because we're all like up. We might as well go out. So then Joe got sleepy. So they tapped out. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to bed. Fine. So me, Jan and Ty went to Fire. Now, we were like, we're not going to go to Adonis. A lot of people went to Adonis, but like Adonis is too intense for me. It's too intense.
It's also a bit far as well. It might as well keep it a bit low.
Yeah, you got to go all the way out to East. I'm not doing all that. It's already 2 a.m. by this point. Let me just go. Vauxhall is down the road. Let me just go to Fire. I'm going to do that. I'm going to keep it cute, keep it easy. So I did that. We went to Fire. Fire was actually real fun, okay? Except. So Dom Topics. Shout out Dom. We love Dom. Dom Topics was coming on at 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. 5 a.m. It got to 4 a.m. And by that point, I had such beef with the DJ in the pop and R&B room at Fire that I was like, I'm just leaving. You cannot keep me here for another hour to wait for the good DJ when you're doing this.
Yeah.
Do you not see you clearing out this room?
Yeah.
And I was like, I know you've got an idea of what you want to play. And I love that. And I support you. Be your own artist. But if you're clearing out the room and your job is to keep the room going, maybe let's just mix it up a little bit. Yeah. Maybe we already have circuit music happening in the other room.
Ooh.
And the girls who are in this room don't want the circuit music. Maybe.
Give us a taste of what we need. Give us a taste.
Maybe. And you know, like Dom's always going to give you that. Yeah. Dom is always going to give you that. He'll play around with the songs. He'll mix into what he likes. But he's always going to give you what the room needs.
Yeah.
This one did not. So I left at 4. And then on my way home, I was like, got a message from a few of my friends. Be like, hey, where are you at? To me. And I was like, oh, I'm thinking about leaving. And they were like, oh, come to this house party. So I just went to a house party. And I stayed there until about like 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went home. So I got in about 9. Did get some sleep, got up about 1, went to Hoopla Day 2. And Hoopla Day 2 was a very different vibe from Hoopla Day 1.
Yeah.
Day 1 was a lot of like running through stages, trying to find people, trying to watch all the acts and everything. Hoopla Day 2, pure vibe.
Yeah.
Absolute just pure vibes. We saw Loreen. She killed it.
I love her.
And then it was just like, let's go see the tents. Let's go see the girls performing. Let's go watch Cocoa Butter Club. Honest, I tell you, any listeners, if you have not been in London and seen the Cocoa Butter Club, get your ass to a show.
It's very fun.
Those he, she, and theys, they put on a fucking show.
And have a good time doing it as well.
Yes. And they will throw your entire puss
into the
performance for you and give you everything. It's amazing. Why she was performing with them.
Yeah.
Why she killed it. Why she ate it down. Crowd was living for this garage remix that she does and her like ridiculous two fingers kick out back.
Yeah.
She's wearing this like this huge puffer coat, which is a matching print to the dress she's got on. And I'm like, why is she? You know I'm taking that coat. You know the next minute I see you, I'm sneaking behind that massive wig and that coat is mine. I'm taking it like
you love a colour, you do.
I love a colour. Let me have a colour. And then shout out to Queer Brock as well, because once again, Queer Brock highlight of the second day.
Yeah.
Give them a tent. Let them do what they need to do.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good time. But let me tell you about Kelly Rowland.
Oof.
Let me tell you about Kelly Rowland. In fact, what do you want to know about Kelly Rowland? And I will answer your question.
First things first, I want to put out there for the girls. I was arguing. Do you see the girls online saying that they didn't enjoy it? Do you see the girls online?
I was like,
my sister, my good sis Dan James, I know she went to the show and she would tell me if it was shit. And she texted me and said, Kelly, fuck you, and I was good. I was served.
This is the thing. Kelly fucking Rowland. My God. My absolute God. Kelly goddamn Calendria Rowland. Whoo! That woman is a powerhouse.
Eight. No crumbs.
Absolutely eight down. And so the critiques people had was that she wasn't doing full songs, which was fair because for a few of them she did like a verse and a chorus, or maybe a verse and then a chorus and then a chorus again, right? But then I was like, do you hear every song she's doing is a hit?
Correct.
Every song she's doing is an absolute banger. Let me pull up the... You say something about something. Let me pull up the...
Not only was I living for Kelly, I was living for Anders on that stage. Rene's boyfriend.
Anders needs to calm down. Oof. I said this when we saw him and he was dancing Little Mix. Oof. That man is obsessed with grabbing his dick and he need to calm down.
I'm here. Give the girls what they want.
But also, let me say this. So... Anders, you were on that stage, okay? And we kind of got to connect. So, Renee, if you're listening, talk to your boyfriend and ask him, who is that other little white boy who be dancing on that stage?
His name is Ian. Ian Harris. It wasn't him.
They had little set outs things by themselves and his name was something weird. He was like one of the last ones and he fell three times in his own like solo bit, which is really funny to me. But he had a great arm tattoo and I've decided that's my husband. So, Renee, Anders, if you're listening, you got to let me know. Also, Samantha Mumba's dancer.
Yeah.
I don't know what your name is, but you had a fade and you had curly hair on the top and you came out in leopard print gold at the end and you were on the left, I guess, your right, my crowd's left side of the stage. You can reach out to me, Stan James LDN. On Instagram. I don't know if you're like London based. I don't know what the situation is. Like Samantha's from Ireland, maybe you from Ireland and you tour together. I don't know what the situation is. But if you just ain't got any dinner plans on Friday or anything, you just want to chill, you got to let me know. Okay, we get this message to you somehow. But let me tell you, every song Kelly Rowland did at Hoopla, and Nick, tell me if you can name a flop. Are you ready?
I could go on. Tell me.
Finally.
Amorphous. Go on.
Commander. Oof. Crazy. Oof. Dilemma.
Ooh.
Motivation. Mixed with the Motivation Dance remix.
Give the girls what they need.
Stole.
Oh.
Let me tell you, I cried during Stole.
I would have cried.
I was gone. I was a mess during Stole. Because she did it, because she spoke about her like old, not manager, but like, you know, they had like tour assistants that would help them out. Yeah. Destiny Child, who had passed. So she cried. That made me think about my friend who's a massive Destiny Child fan who we lost this year. So I cried. And then I was thinking about how much Destiny Child and specifically Kelly Rowland has meant to me through my like life. And I was just watching her and I just remembered that I saw Beyonce on Monday and I'm seeing Kelly on Saturday and it all got too much. So I just cried during Stole. Then she goes into the Destiny Child medley where she tests us. By saying, she was like, let me see who are the true Destiny's Child fans in the audience. And she starts saying the lyrics to So Good. Let me tell you, I was screaming them.
I was so good. Yeah, of course.
Wasn't it you that said that I wasn't that new? Thought I didn't have a clue. Wasn't it you that said that I'd never make it through?
The real fans know.
She does the same on the other side.
The crowd didn't know, didn't they?
Well, me and my friend Mark yelling them, top of the lungs, screaming them. Other side of the crowd, they get easy mode because we get so good. Other sides get bills.
Oh.
Who didn't know bills? Ridiculous. So, Say My Name, she sings, into Survivor, Soldier, then it just goes, hit me. And I go,
I would have died.
Carnival scream.
Oh my God.
Full yelp when Lose My Breath comes on. She does Lose My Breath, Independent Woman, jumping, Bootylicious. Then she does Like This.
Ah, told you.
And they do the TikTok dance.
Yes.
Just know the boy who made up that dance, because he's in London, was gagged. I just know he was gagged. He was absolutely giving it up. Work, Freemasons remix, finishes with When Love Takes Over.
Oh, tune.
Name a flop.
Not one. She also did she come out with that long she came on latex and she had like a thing, a dress part. Did she take that off after?
She came out in that for When Love Takes Over.
All right.
The dancers had a little dance break, which is cute. And then she came out, Edith Wood Love takes over. And honestly, Kelly she's a powerhouse. Amazing. The vocal was giving. Mm-hmm. The vocal was giving. The outfit was giving. The choreo was giving. Mm. Kelly Rowland is a fucking powerhouse. And I need you to put some respect on her name.
Correct.
I need you to understand that Kelly Rowland is a headliner wherever she is going.
Correct.
Wherever she is going. And y'all want to always come on here and talk about, like, yeah, but she ain't Beyonce. Yeah, but Beyonce's doing all this. Beyonce's doing all that. I'm like, let me tell you that Beyonce was headlining a sold-out show in Tottenham the same day Kelly Rowland was headlining a sold-out festival in Brixton.
Correct.
Let me tell you that London was blessed that both of them were there. Correct. And if you chose to, you could have seen both. Like, I saw both. And y'all ain't got to tell her, because Kelly Rowland knows that she is goddamn Kelly Rowland. She correct. Wrote a whole damn song about it. It's called Kelly. Go listen to it. It's great. And y'all need to put some respect on her. And by y'all, I mean whoever the audio engineers are for Mighty Hoopla.
Ooh, and I came for your asses. I've heard about this.
I came for your asses when Gabrielle came on a few years ago and y'all decided that her mic didn't need to be turned up. So we couldn't hear what she was singing. You decided that. Audio engineers in Mighty Hoopla. Kelly Rowland, for the first two songs, I was singing along. I knew what the damn song was. I knew what part she was doing. But you decided yet again that her mic didn't need to be up. So let me tell you, Mighty Hoopla audio engineers, every year, I don't know why you're doing this. I don't know why you've set it up so that nobody can hear what they're fucking saying. Because you've decided that the mic needs to be low down. And you're like, oh no, it's the levels. It's the levels. Fuck your damn levels. Let me hear my girl. If you don't turn her everybody up next year, that mic needs to be on. Because the girls were singing down. And you wanted to act like we ain't doing it. Nah. Mighty Hoopla, you run a good show except for that one fucking thing. And that has been a fucking problem every single year. Get it together.
It's not that
absolutely
hard.
Get it together.
It's not that hard. They should learn that. This happened before.
I feel like it's like some of the girls are singing against a backing track. Yeah. And that's why they have the mic down low. Because they're like, the shaky vocal for a few of you. But if you know that Kelly goddamn Rowland, one of Destiny's children, is about to step on that stage and you don't trust her to be able to hit them notes, that's a you problem. Turn the goddamn mic up.
Correct.
Not me in the crowd having to do the work, because we can't hear the words. So I've got to keep the people around me at pace of like where we're at in the song.
Oh, God.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Do you know what I think for me was a great moment as well? I loved Ollie joining with Kelly, with Nicola and Kimberly. That was cute.
I went home.
Did you?
I went home. Years and years. I don't care.
You're going to make me love you, nothing at all.
I just didn't. I did see that, because I heard them, because you can hear everything from a house. So I heard it like, why are you singing girls loud? What I didn't understand was Nadine was there the day before. You could have got a third mic, get Nadine up on there.
She probably lost her passport and couldn't find it. And had to.
But she was already in the country.
My passport, ma'am. did you go to that Beyonce thing in flannels? Did you go?
No, I didn't.
It looked cute.
Yeah, it did look cute, but also I've given that woman enough money.
Oh, yeah. Our listeners, if you didn't know, Dan wanted to go see Beyonce for a third time.
Yeah.
And I said, no, save your money. June is a long month.
I mean, I'm happy I didn't, because I was feeling rough on the Sunday.
Yeah.
And I think Beyonce, I might have just thrown up out of like hangover and excitement. But look, I was looking at the club rent tickets and I knew that maybe I might have scooped one up for a cool 220. And I could have given Beyonce another 220. I'm never going to see that show again. It was great. It was amazing. It was everything.
Did you see Blue on this tour?
Yeah, she came out.
I didn't get to see. It looked really cute.
She's cute.
Not she's smashing that choreo.
She knows that down. She knows that better than her mama do.
Right. Well, we need to talk about something that's also smashing.
Babe, it's at the end of the show.
Wait, before we go. Wait.
No, it's the end of the show. We've done half an hour.
I had my moment.
We've done half an hour. It's the end of the show.
A minute.
Save it till next week.
Oh. Sigh. If I must.
See, now you guys, now you can hear. Now you got something to come back for next week.
No.
I'm gonna listeners.
Oh, me. Oh.
I mean, you gotta come back next week, otherwise you don't get paid.
Oh! Let me just use my fidget spinner that I've made. Do you see I have a fidget spinner now because I'm a mess? Right, end the show.
You doing it?
Me? Oh, yeah, fine.
I opened you close.
Fine. Well, thank you all for listening to the first episode of June for the Love Bronkies. We'll be back next week, Wednesday, with more of your mess, drama, and everything else under the sun. This has been Nick Charles, and it's Dan James LDN. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Do you know fruit pastels come in vegan size now? Like, it's vegan friendly.
Vegan size. Yeah, most sweets are, you know.
It's vegan friendly.
Once they take the beef gelatin out or whatever it is, most sweets can be vegan. Because I mean, just
if you put a fruit pastel up your bussy, is it still vegan, or is it meaty? A meaty.
It depends how tight the bussy is and if it got harmed. Because then, like, you can't say no animals were harmed in the process of making this sweet.
For you,
it's probably still vegan.
Oof. Oof.
How many are you getting up there? Seven?
Oh, madam.
Oh, seven's a bit too low. How many is in a pack? 14?
It's 15.
Oh, okay. So
add an extra
I think
one.
You'll be fine. I think you'll be fine. I think you have room to spare.
I'm old. I'm done with you.